A single leaf cutter colony can harbor as many as 5 million ants. They're specialized workers. Some are soldiers, others nurse the young and grow the food. Still others forage for leaves, and another group carries those leaves to the nest. University of Oregon research scientist Robert Schofield studies the foragers, those that search for and cut leaves. He says the mandibles, or blades on either side of their heads, are as sharp as any man-made knife.
But a leaf cutter ant can't sharpen its blades that it uses to cut leaves. Instead, it's stuck with one knife for its whole life.
And that knife wears out with age. That's what Schofield observed in a Panamanian rainforest where he does his field work.
I made a little machine that cut leaves with mandibles that I had removed from the leaf cutter ants that we collected and found for the average amount of wear, it took about twice as much energy to cut with than when I used a pristine blade, when I cut with one of these pristine blades.
Schofield says ants with dull blades cut slower and are less efficient on the job, harming the colony's ability to sustain itself. So they stop cutting leaves, but they don't stop working. When Schofield compared the blades of ant cutters with ant carriers, he discovered that once the mandibles wore down, the cutter ants changed jobs.
And, of course, if they were solitary, when they could no longer cut, that would be the end of their lives. But since they're social insects, when they no longer cut, they can rely on their sisters and they can do other work that's beneficial to the colony. They can carry the cuttings back to the nest.
The leafcutter ant is a survivor in the animal kingdom. Schofield says analysis of its blades could help in development of new high-tech materials and tools.
We've shown here in this paper that they are very sensitive to wear, and so one might guess that crops that produced more wear because there was more abrasives in them or something might be more resistant to leafcutter ants.
Robert Schofield sums up his findings in the title of his study. Leafcutter ants with worn mandibles cut half as fast, spend twice the energy, and tend to carry instead of cut. It appears online in advance of its publication in the journal Behavioral Ecology in Sociobiology. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.